It's time for sports. Have you had enough of Alex Rodriguez and banned drugs? We haven't. More details emerge late this week about baseball's biggest star and his admitted doping. Just when you thought it might be safe to move on to other sports subjects. Barry Bonds goes to trial in a little over a week. Joining us to talk about all of this and more is NPR's doping. I'm sorry, sports correspondent Tom Goldman. How are you, Tom?
Hi, Scott.
I'm the dope of NPR, and you're the doping correspondent. To catch up on all things A-Rod, he met the press when he arrived in Tampa for spring training with the Yankees, and there was some information that came out of it, right?
There was some. He revealed the mysterious cousin who injected him, and he said the cousin got an over-the-counter drug called Boli or Bole, and that was all we got on Tuesday. Now, it turns out the cousin is Yuri Sukart. He's reportedly A-Rod's best friend and longtime gopher, which apparently included fetching banned performance-enhancing drugs from their native Dominican Republic. And the drug, we believe, Scott, is primobolan, and that's said to be an anabolic steroid of choice for ballplayers because it develops lean muscle without a lot of bulk.
But it is not a drug you can get over the counter, which is different than what Mr. Rodriguez suggested, right?
Exactly right. Yes, you cannot do that. According to reports, you can't legally buy primobolan over the counter or with a prescription in the Dominican Republic now or in 2001 to 2003 when A-Rod says he took the drug.
Were there other ways this could have been handled?
I think so. I think full disclosure, painstaking detail, and then answer the money question. Did you cheat? A-Rod didn't answer that. You would love to hear players say this. Technically, yes, I cheated. There are rules in the game and there are federal laws that I broke. But also, no, I didn't cheat. I did what I had to do to keep my job. It was, in a way, workplace doping. And I did it in an incredibly permissive environment. You know, Scott, if athletes said these kinds of things, who knows? It might give us a clearer picture of what we're up against and how to resolve it.
And we might hear from Barry Bonds in a few weeks. He continues to fight the allegations now in court that he doped. He's been charged with lying under oath about alleged drug use. Trial gets underway March 2nd. What's the latest there?
Yeah, well, the presiding judge threw out some what could be some damning stuff for Bonds, some positive drug tests. And on the other hand, the judge will allow most of a pretty damning audio tape, which was secretly recorded, in which Anderson and another man are heard discussing Bonds' drug use. So we will find out, you know, in a couple of weeks.
Tom, I speak from some personal knowledge. This week, all this kind of news that can depress those of us who are sports fans, you saw what is arguably the game of the century? And if I could get you to share that with us.
Scott, not arguably. My daughter Eve's seventh grade basketball game was the greatest game in the history of the sport. Half her team was wiped out by the flu. Six girls showed up to play. Only two were completely healthy. Now, in the first half, the starting center hurt her ankle. Out for the game, they're down to five girls. They're behind by 3 points with about 4 minutes left in the game. The starting point guard fouls out. Four girls left, one of them hacking into the crook of her arm, another looking like she's about to throw up. So they're playing one girl short, and they went into a zone defense. The ball started bouncing the right way, and Scott, they won. Four girls to nine for the other team. And when this tinny little buzzer went off, the girls were running around with their arms raised up. The crowd, all 10 parents, stood and applauded. And the coach told the girls, yeah, this was a defining game for your team. And for me, as you said, after a week of talking about all this doping stuff, these hacking, coughing seventh grade girls reaffirmed my faith in sports.
Tom, you convinced me. Until the next game, it is the greatest. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Tom Goldman.